January the 10th, we have 7 games. We have some postponements coming up tomorrow. The return of Paolo Banchero. The Celtics fall in an upset, I think. Lots to talk about. This is the Friday post-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Got something loud in the blunt, yeah. Don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy. That's all that I need.
Welcome to the Balls Deep Podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere, everywhere you consume your fantasy basketball content. Please go and subscribe to us and download and like and thumb. Do it all. We are part of the Old Man Squad, proudly part of the Old Man Squad, at Old Man Squad on Twitter. 7 games. Let's just have a quick look ahead to tomorrow. Small glimpse ahead. 2 postponements. No real surprise. The Clippers game and the Lakers game both postponed tomorrow. So from a fantasy perspective, rough week. If you've got any Hornets players, if you've got any Lakers players, Hornets happen to be on a LA back-to-back road trip. So LaMelo, Brandon Miller, who else is in there? Mark Williams. Not many games for them this week. Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Austin Reeves, also not many games. And then, of course, your Clippers and your Spurs players. No Wemby tomorrow. No Kawhi. No James Harden. No Ivica Zubac. So it's rough, but it's certainly not unexpected and probably the best way forward. So do adjust your lineups accordingly for tomorrow. Stream in if you need to. We'll cover all of that on the pregame show tomorrow. So I just thought I'd bring it to everyone's attention. And let's have a look at the top 10 players from today. We did it yesterday. I like lists. Let's do a list. Number 1 player, Nikola Jokic, followed by Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. No real surprise there. Tyrese Haliburton, who is rounding into decent form. He was the 3rd-ranked player today. This is in 9 category leagues as well. Keegan Murray, the 4th-ranked player. Well, what's going on here? We'll talk about him when we get to the Kings game. Tyrese Maxey, Domantas Sabonis, the returning Paolo Banchero, Isaiah Joe, who torched the Knicks tonight, Josh Giddey, and Lonzo Ball, who cracks the top 10 despite only playing 22 minutes. Imagine if he was playing 30 minutes a night. That would be very nice indeed. But he isn't, and he's not going to, so let's not get too excited. Let's move into the games. All right, let me bring these up. Now, I assume that my audio is okay. So hopefully we had some issues this morning, but my Wi-Fi thing is not flashing. I think we are good to go. First game, Pelicans at Philadelphia. Of course, the Pelicans, Herb Jones is likely, well, potentially out for the season. Let's put it that way. He's certainly out for a lengthy amount of time here, and with the way they're going, could be the season. Zion also didn't play in this one. He was suspended, an internal suspension for conduct detriment to the team or protocols, whatever. Anyway, he'll be back for the next game, it looks like. So we got Jordan Hawkins starting. We got Javonte Green starting. One was good, one was not. Jordan Hawkins had 21 points, 5 threes, 2 steals. He can do this. We saw him do it last season. We've seen him do it this season. It's pretty rare, but he can do it. So if you stream him in for threes, then you're pretty happy. Javonte Green had 3 blocks, 6 assists, 7 rebounds. So the counting stats are okay. 2 points on 0 of 2 shooting, though that's less than ideal. Eve Misi, 30 minutes, 9 and 7, 4 blocks, 1 steal. That's pretty good, I think, for Misi here. A few more points would be nice, but you take those numbers. McCollum, someone had to step up. It was CJ. He had 38 points. DeJounte Murray, 17, 10 and 6. The shooting was not as good in this one. And then off the bench, we had Jose Alvarado with 13-9 assists, 2 steals. So a nice game for him. Brandon Boston didn't do as much as I thought he was would. It was Alvarado here who stepped up. But with Zion back for the next one, Brandon Ingram is getting closer. The value here is going to change. For Philadelphia, no Embiid again. So Tyrese Maxey, Paul George both played well. Kelly Oubre, we've talked about him on and off. Must roster player. The shooting was a little bit off here. 7 of 18 from the field, 5 of 7 from the line. But 21 points, still good in terms of points production. But he's doing other things. 7 rebounds, 2 steals. So, keep rolling with Oubre. Yabusele, he started. He was an ad. He played 31 minutes. He just didn't do a lot with his time on the court. 6 and 7 with a steal. If Embiid and Drummond miss more time, we hold on to Yabusele. Caleb Martin is just a streamer. And look, Ricky Council had 13 points, but I'm not really buying into that at all. Second game of the night, the Bucks narrow win over the Magic. The Bucks, nothing to talk about here. Giannis, very good. Lillard, very good. Lopez, he went back to stinking. He had 3 blocks, only attempted 5 shot attempts. Weird. 8 points. He's still a hold, quite clearly, but he is a little bit more inconsistent than we've seen in past seasons. Taurean Prince, we're not interested in. Andre Jackson. Gary Trent is a 3-point streamer, as is AJ Green. Neither of them really contributed in those categories tonight. Middleton had 11, 3 and 4 off the bench. Yeah, look, if he's going to come off the bench and play this sort of 23, 25-minute role, I think he's rosterable, but he's certainly not going to be getting the numbers he was a month ago. Bobby Portis, 11 and 7. He's fine to roster, but not exciting. For the Magic, so we've got a pretty good look at the rotation here. There are a few question marks. Let's start with who do we want to start with? Let's start with Cole Anthony. He had 18, 7, and 2 with 2 steals and 1 block. So I think as long as Suggs is out, we need to hold Cole Anthony. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope left this game after only 12 minutes with a knee injury. No word on how severe this is. Hold him and see if he's going to miss time. He's a pretty clear drop. But if this was just a precautionary thing, a bit of pain, and he comes back in the next game, I think we hold him. Tristan Da Silva had 16 and 10 in 40 minutes. So I think we probably hold him. The production is going to be very inconsistent here. But if he's going to play significant minutes, then I think we probably have to hold him. Goga, only 23 minutes, 4 and 5, probably his worst game of the season. Wendell Carter played 25 minutes. So this was a pure minute split at center. I'm not convinced this is something that's going to stick. I think this was just a situation where Goga was just not playing well. Because, Wendell Carter didn't do anything either. It's not like he came on and blew us away. He had 2 points with 5 rebounds, a steal and a block. So I would still be holding Goga here. Wendell, if you want to hold him as well until we get a better reflection of what this rotation is going to look like, that's fine as well. Anthony Black had 15 points off the bench. I'd much rather Cole Anthony at this point. Black, if Kentavious Caldwell-Pope misses time, then Black would be the pickup. And Paolo Banchero, who returned, he was on a minutes limit. He played 27. So I think, I don't know if I said what he, but I thought 25 to 28. So we were pretty right there. 34 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 1 block, 5 threes, 7 of 10 from the line. That is probably one of his, one of the issues with his overall game is the free throw percentage. 7 of 10 is not terrible, but it's not great either because it is high volume. So we would hope for 8 of 10 there. That would be better. 9 of 10, even better. But all things considered, he looked really good. I would expect he misses back-to-backs for a little while. but he's going to have to do a ton of work here on this team. So, yes, value is going to be really high, I would say, for the next month. And that's it. That's enough for Orlando, surely. Golden State at Indiana. The Warriors, of course, they were without Steph. They were without Draymond Green. So we had a starting lineup of Lindy Waters, Kyle Anderson, Buddy Hield, Dennis Schroeder, and Trace Jackson Davis. Lindy Waters had 7 points. The minutes were nice, 35, but just wasn't too involved. Kyle Anderson, 8, 7, and 5 with a steal and a block. That's what he does. If we look at a sample size of his from the last 5 years, this is exactly what he does. He doesn't score a lot, but he gets out of position assists. He's an okay rebounder, and he gets defensive stats. So if you streamed him in, perfectly fine. Trace Jackson Davis has had 9 and 10 with 2 steals and a block. Buddy Hield continues to look better. I wouldn't say 6 of 19 is good, but 17 points with 3 threes is rosterable. Dennis Schroeder, I've talked about him being a drop. I think he still is. 12 points with 4 assists and 2 steals. Without Steph, without Draymond, without Kuminga, without Gary Payton. So he's probably a soft hold right now, but I think we will trend towards him being a drop. Guy Santos, I said it right. Guy Santos had 11, 3 and 3 with 2 steals off the bench. He's intriguing. He played more minutes than Moses Moody, more minutes than Kevon Looney. There are obviously a lot of guys out here, but deeper leagues, take a flyer, see if this sustains in any way, shape, or form. Pat Spencer had 17 off the bench. There you go. There's a name that most people probably don't know of. Probably didn't stream him in and probably won't do this again. So I wouldn't worry too much about it. We will assume that Steph and that Draymond will return for that next game. For the Pacers, look, this was a relatively comfortable win, so they didn't have to go too hard with their starters. Tyrese Halliburton still played 35 minutes, 25-10 with 3 steals. So a nice night for him, very efficient, perfect from the line. Pascal Siakam also had 25-9 with a steal. The numbers are good, but 0 of 2 from the free throws. I've talked about this over the last couple of weeks. He's weirdly down in terms of free throws. I actually want to have a look at what he's at. Where are we? Siakam. Let's have a look at his free throw percentage. Maybe I'm overstating it a bit. Okay, let's have a look. So I'm not overstating it at all. So over the last, even if we go back a month, he's shooting 65% from the free throw line. That's terrible. He's actually been quietly pretty bad over the last couple of weeks. 20 points, 8 rebounds is good, but 3 assists, 0.7 combined steals and blocks, and 61% from the line. Oof. Rough. I don't know. Maybe you could look to sell him. Because these numbers, as I said, you look at this and go 25-9 with a steal, 12 of 16 from the field, looks good. But he hasn't been great. If you could move him for a top 50 player, I might do that. Who else did we have here? Miles Turner returned. He had 11-8 with 3 blocks and a steal. So the points are down a bit. Everything else is fine. Mathurin continues his little upward push, 21-10 with 3 threes. Nembhard, just an assists and steals streamer at this point. Ben Shepherd, no value. TJ McConnell, he had 6 assists, 0 steals. That's all he is. Obi Toppin as well, I think we can not move on. We shouldn't have been holding him anyway. But with a relatively healthy roster, he's probably even risky as a streaming option. OKC at New York, the Thunder blow away the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. This was with the Thunder actually not playing super well. Lou Dort was very Lou Dort. Cason Wallace was very Lou Dort. Threes and steals, that's the only reason you're rostering them. Hartenstein had 6 points. He did have 9 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Very good. 7 turnovers, not so good. Jalen Williams had 19, 4 and 5 with 2 blocks and a steal. He's slowly rounding back into form. Good to see. Shea, we don't need to talk about Shea because he is that good. Isaiah Joe, this was going to come. He's a very good three-point shooter, and he hadn't really done anything all year. 31 points. I think his career high is 33, so he nudged it, but he didn't quite get there. 8 of 11 from 3. Didn't do anything else, but he is a very nice three-point streaming option on nights like tonight. For the Knicks, they rolled out their usual starting five. Cat played. He had 23 and 10 with a steal. That's fine. It's not his best line, but he is playing through this knee thing, so we'll see. We just have to monitor him moving forward. Jalen Brunson was good in this one. Josh Hart, 16 and 13. Only 2 assists, but he did have 3 steals, so he continues his... I don't know if we call this a breakout season because he was very good last year, but I'll call it a breakout because he's been doing it for such a sustained period now. OG and Mikal Bridges were pathetic. 2 of 17 combined from the field. OG Anunoby finishes with 4 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Mikal Bridges, 0 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists. Yeah, it was... They have been alternating good and bad, and they were both terrible in this one. So let's see if they can both bounce back in the next one. But even though they were terrible, of course, they still played huge minutes, and the bench didn't really get on. So we don't need to talk about the bench. Sacramento at Boston, massive win for the Kings. The Celtics were full strength. They were at home. No real reason here other than the Kings were just better. Celtics will potentially find reasons. The commentators certainly tried to find reasons for this loss, which is right on brand for the Celtics commentators. DeMar DeRozan had 24, 4 and 9 with a steal and a block. The shooting was a little bit down, but still very productive, very nice to see. As I said, Keegan Murray, his best game in the season, maybe, as long as I can remember, 19. Only 3 rebounds, but 2 steals, 3 blocks. Now, this is not sustainable. He's not going to give you 5 defensive stats. But 5 threes, he is a good 3-point shooter. So hopefully he can build on this performance and start giving us modest yet suitable lines. De'Aaron Fox returning at some point will have an impact here, but until that happens, we just roll with Keegan Murray. And we roll with Keon Ellis. He only played 23 minutes in here. They just went with a bit of Trey Lyles, just a bit of a size thing. And it was just a matchup kind of thing. Keon Ellis still had 3 steals and a block. So if you're holding him, that's exactly why you're holding him. So that's fine. Trey Lyles had 7 and 11 with a steal and a block. He's been a bit up and down as a streamer, but he's all right. We're not rostering Kevin Huerter anywhere either. For Boston, like I said, fully healthy here. Jaylen Brown played well. Tatum wasn't great. Porzingis was good. Drew Holiday was bad. And this continues sort of a trend of him not being very good this season. 5 and 5, 2 assists, a steal and a block. He's just, offensively, he's just not a threat at all. So I think we still hold him in 12-team leagues, but I'm really not interested in him anywhere. Derek White, just a bad night for him. He still had 2 blocks and a steal, so the defensive numbers somewhat salvaged this performance, but 3 points on 1 of 8 shooting. Just a bad night. Peyton Pritchard continues to struggle. Let's have a look at Pritchard's... Who's our 6th man of the year, do we think? Is it still Peyton Pritchard or is it DeAndre Hunter? I think it's one of those two. All right, Peyton Pritchard. Let's have a look. Over the last 2 weeks, he's outside the top 130. Over the last month, he's outside the top 110. He's still 73rd for the season, but I think he's probably going to settle in the... I would say in the 100 range, 100 to 120. Over the last month, he's at 12 points, four assists, three threes. I think that's sustainable. Maybe we get to 14 points, but he was certainly playing above himself to begin the season there. Washington at Chicago, a very comfortable win for the Bulls, 138 to 105. So the minutes were way down for the starters. Koulibaly had 7, 2, and 5 with 2 steals and 2 blocks. This is very Koulibaly. Points are very hit or miss, but he does other stuff. This is why I would rather him over Bob Carrington, because Bob Carrington needs to score a little bit more to have value. He had 2 points and 3 assists. That's really it. He had a steal, but yes, I would rather Koulibaly. Kuzma stunk it up, 5 points on 1 of 6 shooting. Alex Saar played. He's been dealing with that illness. He had 11 and 11. 4 of 14 is not great. But we know who Alex Saar is. We know this is what he does. Jordan Poole had 22 points with 2 assists in his return. I would just keep an eye on him moving forward. I feel like he's going to miss more games from time to time here with this hip injury, despite the fact he looks perfectly fine when he's on the bench. So with the minutes down for the starters, none of them played more than 26, except for Bilal Koulibaly. So we got 21 Jared Butler minutes, 22 for Kispert, 26 for Keyshawn George. Jared Butler continues to play really well. He's been arguably their best player over the past week. If you wanted to add him, I'm okay with it. The minutes still aren't really there. He's scoring very well, but this is going to cool off. If he goes 3 of 12 here, he ends up with, I don't know, like 8 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, which not really rosterable. But what have they got to lose? Why wouldn't you roll him out there? Kispert are coming off his two or three hot games where he was shooting the ball well. He had 0 points on 0 of 5. So if you streamed him in, bad luck. Keyshawn George, I streamed him in for steals. Didn't get any of those. I got a block. I got 4 threes. So not a complete waste of time, but not what I wanted either. And Valanciunas, only 15 minutes here. He had 6 and 9 with a steal. I would hold him. This was just a wacky game. They lost like by 30, whatever it was. So I wouldn't just drop Valanciunas cold turkey after this one. For the Bulls, we did talk about in the pregame show a good opportunity for guys like Josh Giddey to turn things around here, and he did. He had 12, 13, and 7 with 3 steals. So that's nice if you're holding him. Patrick Williams, 3 steals. This is why I'm not interested in him either. I don't even want to talk about him. It's depressing. Vooch was good, 23 and 13. The shooting was back in this one. Kobe White had 15 points with 6 assists. Again, minutes are down here. So, yeah, we're not really taking too much away from this. Let's look at Lonzo Ball, though. He had 22 minutes, 12 and 6 with 3 steals and a block. I think he just has to be rostered at this point. We'd like 25 minutes, but again, this was a blowout. So there's a chance he may have pushed up to 25 minutes here, but instead they were able to get out Talen Horton-Tucker and Julian Phillips. And if we scroll down, Dalen Terry, Javon Carter, Chris Duarte. So yeah, we're not too worried here about the slightly lower minutes for Lonzo. We just hold. And the final game of the night, Brooklyn at Denver. Look, Brooklyn pushed them 124 to 105 in the end, but they did get to within about 7 points midway through the final quarter. Denver just pulled away in the end. They were too good. And this is probably what we're going to see a lot of with this Brooklyn rotation moving forward, is just a lot of minutes for a lot of players and no strategy, no routine, no rhythm. It's just who is playing better on the night. Okay, you'll do. So based on this, Ben Simmons, I think we roster. He's going to miss a few games here or there, but he looked pretty good. 10, 7, and 4 with a steal. Keon Johnson had 22, 4, and 4 with a steal and a block. So I think the order that I had these guys coming into tonight was Zaire Williams, Keon Johnson, maybe Jalen Wilson was next, Tyrese Martin, So that's, well, I probably didn't hit the nail on the head, but I think Zaire looked good. He only played 23 minutes, but he had 10, 5 and 3 with two steals. Keon Johnson, I think we just roster him. Noah Clowney, we roster him. He had 14 and 5 with a steal. We're still not getting those defensive stats, but the scoring has been okay. Tyrese Martin had 19 points here off the bench. Add him if you'd like to. Jalen Wilson had 0, but we could come out in the next game and Jalen Wilson has 17 points and Tyrese Martin has 2. So it is very hard to know who we're rostering here in Brooklyn. So I would just look at your waivers, have a look at what they've been doing. Like I said, I think Zaire Williams is relatively safe, as is Keon Johnson, as is Clowney. And then maybe you take a flyer on a Martin or a Wilson. For Denver, Nikola Jokic returned and, of course, playing against Brooklyn, he dominated 35, 12, and 15 with four steals. Russell Westbrook also had a triple-double, 25, 11, and 10 with a steal and a block. So they're fine. Jamal Murray struggled. He left this game and I don't think he came back. Now, I don't think there's been an update. He left with a knee injury, but I haven't seen anything come through in terms of, I mean, he didn't come back, obviously, but I haven't seen whether this is something they're getting scans on at all. Let me just check Twitter. Nothing in there. Let me do a search. Jamal Murray. No. All these people complaining about voiding players. Man, that annoys me. All the people that are betting. No. No, nothing on Jamal Murray. So we'll wait. We'll wait and see. But yes, he wasn't playing particularly well. 7 points, 3 assists, a steal. Brown had 11, 7 with a steal. That's fine. Peyton Watson, 10, 7 and 5 with two steals and two blocks. If only he was doing this 2 weeks ago, but he wasn't. And Aaron Gordon will be back potentially in the next game. So I think this Aaron Gordon, this Peyton Watson streaming, I don't know. Anyway, he's probably a drop. Let's put it that way. Julian Strouther has been interesting lately. He had 12 points. Doesn't do anything else. But if you just need a short boost of points, then you could give him a look. But again, with Aaron Gordon coming back, there's going to be some chopping and changing in this rotation. All right, let's get to questions very quickly. Okay. What's Chad got here? Thought we might be going too deep with Guy Santos. But who is Pat Spencer? Yeah, the Warriors, man. They're rolling out some weird players, as are Brooklyn. Paolo, baby, Jonathan Dvorak. Yes, Paolo was very good, very good. I think I've got him in, so I was pretty happy with his production. Would I be aggressively targeting Clippers and Lakers players with the potential for a lot of late season games when fantasy gets to a crucial point? You could. The issue is that we don't know when the games are going to be played. They could be after the fantasy playoffs. So you could have a look at it. Lakers are on a 5-game home streak. So, yes, I know the next week we're sort of running the gauntlet here with Lakers games. Okay, Clippers are also on a 3-game home stretch. This is the downside, isn't it, to them having separate arenas now. They both get cancelled rather than one. Yes, so there is potential for them to be scrapped. I was talking to Dan Bespris earlier today, and from over here it's hard to get a read on how bad I know the fires have been really bad and 5,000 structures destroyed and that sort of thing, but it's not really on the news much here, so you have to go hunting for news stories and then you don't know what's real, what's not. So I don't sort of know what life is like in LA now with the fires and the curfews, and it does sound like they're getting them under control. But, yes, I don't know whether this means maybe one more game is postponed or is it just the week is a write-off. I don't know. Would the games be postponed to like April? There's a chance, yes. They may throw them on to the end of the season. Or as I said, All-Star break could be another option. How about Westbrook notching another one? Is this looking like top 50? Oh, look, there's a chance. We know what Westbrook can do. We do have Aaron Gordon to come back in. So that will take a little bit away from him. But, yeah, look, I mean, he's... I don't think he starts. That's going to be the issue, I guess. When Aaron Gordon's back, Westbrook will come off the bench. So he won't be playing 35 minutes a night. I don't think, as well as he's been playing, I don't think they want him to play that much if they don't have to. So we will see. Yes, Nine Cat does weigh defensive stats a lot. That's why these high shot blockers and steals guys like Dyson Daniels are so high in the rankings, because they are high volume, high volume in a low volume category. That doesn't really make sense, but you know what I mean. Cookie Monster traded Vassell for Westbrook. Yeah, that's fine. Good move. Good move, I think, for now. Do I expect Russ to start and play 30? I do not. He might play 30, but I don't think he'll start. Any chance Middleton is headed for a buyout? I don't think so. I think they're just simply managing him here. They want him for the playoffs. That's when they need him. So, yeah, I don't think so. Are we holding on to Cole Anthony in standard leagues or drop for Grayson Allen? Need an efficient shooter to close out the week. Well, the Suns probably have two games. Is that right? Maybe. Let me have a look. Saturday, so the Suns must play tomorrow. They play the Jazz tomorrow, and then they play... Do they play? Yes, they play Charlotte on Sunday. So they do have two games. So if you're purely looking for volume here, then I think you could probably drop Cole Anthony and get Grayson Allen. Oh, an Australian question. Watched a video about cassowaries. Is there a jungle rainforest? Yes, there are rainforests in Australia. The birds are in a rainforest. Yes. No, look, have I seen a cassowary at a zoo? No, I've seen them in the wild and in the rain, like in the rainforest when we've been to rainforests, but I've also seen them just driving. Pretty rare, but you do see them. I don't know if I've seen them at the zoo. I don't think I have. Is Tari Eason worth a number 3 waiver pickup in 14-team 9-cat league? Ooh. Initial reaction is no. This knee injury is pretty concerning at the moment, and I just don't see any path to him playing more than 22 to 24 minutes a night, which is enough to be rostered, but a number 3 waiver pickup, maybe. I don't know. Depends how active waivers are in your league. I probably wouldn't, because he might be out for another 2 weeks. We just don't know, and they don't know, I don't think. What's Alex got? As long as Franz and Paolo learn to coexist on court, which I think they will, Orlando fans have to be licking their lips. Yes, they do. They've stayed afloat. They're still first, I think. I was looking at the standings. They are still first in the Southeast, and they are fourth in the East, looks like. Fourth in the East. So getting Paolo back is going to help. If they can stay afloat until the All-Star break, then, yeah, I think they could finish the season relatively strong. And they will also get Suggs back as well at some point. Is J-Dub 2.0, so are we talking about Jay Will here, worth an add as a rebound and block guy? His rebounds per minute are pretty absurd, but obviously minutes are capped. What did he do today? Where are we? Oh, no, I don't want the Knicks. I want the Thunder, don't I? Yeah, look, he had 10 rebounds. Streaming, yeah. Yeah, look, I mean, if you want to stream him in, I don't think he's a guy you could just add and leave him on your roster. But if you just need rebounds, then yes. What have we got? Yes, 8-man rotation. I'm assuming you're talking about the Kings there. They did go very shallow tonight against the Celtics. Annoyed at Mikal Bridges, not for the bad game, for posting a useless 2-1 in the third. He would have given us an iconic Tony Snell. He would have. We don't get many Tony Snells nowadays, but it would have been a good one. What have we got here? I've been going crazy. Not really questions. Okay, Westbrook is leading sixth man. Yeah, look, I think that's fair enough. And that's why I think he will go back to the bench. Tibbs did pull the starters. I did notice this. So he is still a maniac. But yes, this was good. This was good. So Michael Malone said that Jamal Murray's knee acted up at halftime. Didn't feel like he could return. Doesn't feel like it's anything serious. Yeah, see, I always wonder about that. What does acting up mean? Like, an elite athlete like this, your knee shouldn't just act up. It's you should be fit. If there's issues with your knee, there's an injury. Does Gordon coming back hurt Westbrook? Yes, it does. He'll still be quite easily a rosterable player, but won't be as good. Didn't watch the Magic game. Did Goga split minutes? He did, but I think this was more of an outlier than anything else. I'm not too worried about it just yet because Wendell Carter didn't play well either. So I would still be holding Goga there with Gordon coming back. Njabari, who's safer to keep up good production rest of season between Amen and Westbrook? I would go with Amen. Have I ever seen a Sydney funnel web? I have, yes. We have a lot of different spiders here where I live. As I've said, a lot of big huntsmen, wolf spiders we have that live in the ground. They build little tunnels and then cover it with a rock or something. They're pretty full on. If you're digging out in the garden and you accidentally dig through one of their nests, it's not fun. Lone Des late for the stream. Yes, so I did talk about the Goga Wendell split. Should we be worried about Keontae's heel issue? Look, I've got him in my IR spot in a couple of leagues. Is it a cover-up for rest? I don't think it is. I would like to think if he was playing on a team that was actually competitive and wanting to win, he would be playing through this. But there's just no point. I don't know whether they are trying to... I know we don't talk about showcasing and all that sort of stuff, but maybe they are using this as an opportunity for Colin Sexton to do a bit more in the hope of moving him for some nice young pieces. I don't know. Joseph Kim, prayers to LA. Yeah, pretty rough there at the moment. Yes, Hornets, Lakers and Clipper players sitting out. I do. I have a lot of Anthony Davis. I have a lot of LaMelo Ball. I have a lot of Austin Reeves, Mark Williams. Not so many Clippers. Norm Powell I do have. So, yeah, it's been a little bit of a rough week, especially with AD and LaMelo missing games. Keon only played 22 and didn't close. Is he going to be a drop? He might be, but I wouldn't drop him yet. Let's wait and see. I don't think today was a good reflection of the rotation. I think this was more of a Trey Lyles was playing well kind of thing, and they actually won this pretty comfortably. So, And Herb out with a torn labrum. Yes, got to be counting my lucky stars. Dyson got out of that clown house. Yeah, they've had a really unlucky season. So yeah, happy that Dyson got out of there. Although if he was there still, who knows what his role would have looked like this season with all the injuries. But still, he's gone to Atlanta and he's thriving. So at what point does a rebuild become just a perpetual bad team? Yeah, it's a fair question. Probably of those three teams, I think the team that probably falls into that category are the Wizards. I do think Utah are at least trending in the right direction to some degree. I think the Blazers are as well. Wizards have just been treading water, it feels like, for a decade. They've got some young pieces, but I'm not excited about any of them. I know Alex Sarr has looked pretty good. Koulibaly's intriguing, but beyond those two, I mean, Poole's been playing well, but I can't see him wanting to hang around and be part of a rebuild here because he is obviously a little bit older and will want to win. So, yeah, I think he will be on the move at some point. I don't know. The Wizards, to me, are maybe a perpetually bad team. I think maybe the Bulls fall into that to some degree. They've sort of been lingering in that 10 range for, feels like, forever. Is Keon Johnson a pickup in a 12 team? I think he's pretty close. Let's have a look. I think I talked about him and Zaire Williams are probably the two that I would have some level of faith in. Where are we? Yeah, I mean, his rank's not great. Last week, he's 118th, but he's giving you 15 and 5 with two steals. Field goals are trash, so if you're worried about field goals, don't add him. But if you don't care about those and you're just looking for some points, assists, threes, and steals, then I think he's worth a look because he's playing over 30 minutes a night. Pistons were on the verge. They would have been in that discussion as a perpetually bad team, but I've talked about them all season, that I like what they did in the offseason. I didn't see them coming in and being a playoff team or anything, but I thought that they actually took some steps in the right direction, and we're seeing that on the court this year. Wizards are treading water but don't know how to swim. Yes, it's a very odd team and organization there. And I was watching one of their games the other day. I don't know who they were playing, but I was watching like the halftime entertainment and the timeout and stuff, and they're trying to get the crowd amped. They pan around the crowd and people are just sitting there looking bored. It would be hard to be excited, I would imagine, as a Wizards fan, because there's just been nothing good for the last 5 years. It's just depressing. So hopefully they do dig themselves out of it, but it certainly wasn't a full arena, let's put it that way. That will do. That's all the games. That's all the news for today. I will be back tomorrow with a pre-game show. Now, I think we've got early games tomorrow. Let me have a look. Pretty sure we've got a 3 p.m. tip. We do. Houston at Atlanta, 3 p.m. So I will... Do I want to get up at 6:15 in the morning to do a show? Of course I do. So, yes, I will be up. So there will be a pregame show tomorrow just before tip. So it'll be 2:15, 2:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll try and get it in before the lineups lock for the day. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. Again, please go and download and like and subscribe. Go and check out the Trade Talk show from earlier today as well if you missed that one. It was a fun show. I think the podcast version is going to be better than the video version, because we did have some connection internet issues here on my end as well as on Michael Waterloo's end. So, but I think the podcast version was good. So go and have a listen to that. But I will be back tomorrow. I am Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep post-game show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.